We are back with another six-game slate of NBA basketball on back-to-back nights. We're here to break down each game to provide you with our favorite fantasy plays for the night. It is Friday, March 10th, and you're listening to another episode of the Three in the Key podcast.
One, two.
Welcome back to another episode of the Three in the Key podcast. This is Ethan speaking once again, of course, joined by Chris. Another six-game slate for tonight. How are we feeling?
Ready to talk about this slate because last night was horrible for me.
Yeah, I about broke even last night, but I know you talked about how bad last night was.
Yeah, it was rough. Had a lot of Mark Williams and... Of course, he got hurt, so that really stunk, and just a lot of guys did not come through for me, man. Instead, you had Brooke Lopez putting up 9 blocks and 24 points.
Yeah, he was a block away from a triple-double.
I know. Jabari Smith Jr. put up 30 actual points, so yeah. That was some nice performances last night from guys that don't normally do it.
Yeah, the Mark Williams thing definitely killed me in some lineups, but don't even get me started on what Brooklyn tried pulling last night.
Well, yeah, that was a joke too, man. That screwed me up a lot too. I should have known. I should have just stayed away from that team last night.
Yeah, I mean, they played their starters for like one quarter and then never stepped foot back on the court. So, but
yeah,
they play again tonight. Everyone should be back.
Yeah, that's what I'm figuring. I'm figuring all their starters, so they should be back to a normal rotation. So, should be easier to talk about.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, man, I'm ready to move on to this slate.
Yep, that is all good with me. Six more games to cover for tonight, so I think we can just go ahead and get on into it. Jumping into it with the first game on the slate, we have got the Portland Trailblazers facing the Philadelphia 76ers. Sixers are 8.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 232. Injuries you have got. Anthony Simons questionable, Ryan Arcidiacono, Justice Winslow out for the Blazers.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I hate to say it, a lot's going to come down to Simons, whether or not he plays here, because if he doesn't play, I don't mind going back to Dame at 10-9. I mean, I know the price tag is still up here, but since All-Star break, I mean, he has been averaging 1.6 fantasy points per minute. And I know all those games except, I think, one have been without Simons. So if Simons sits here, I mean, I absolutely don't mind going to him. He even came down $600 on DraftKings. He was 11.5, so 10-9. I got no problem going here against this Philadelphia team. But like I said, if Simons is back, it's going to take a little bit of the intrigue off of it for me.
Yeah, I agree. If you got no Simons, though, he averages 60 fantasy points without him this season and even has a 40.8% usage rate when he sits. So if you got Simons out tonight, I'm all
crazy
in on Dame.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
But besides that, I'm also... it could depend on Simons, but I think regardless, he'll be the starter. You got Matisse Thybulle, once again, down here at 4,400, playing the team that traded him midseason. So last time we saw Anthony Simons come back, he still was the starter, so I think you can look at him regardless.
Yeah, I mean, he's not good, but I hate playing him. But he is still $4,300, and... other than his last game where he only played 20 minutes, I mean, before that, he's been playing well into the 30s. So,
yeah,
if he's going to be back to normal minutes, which I would think, I don't really understand. I mean, he wasn't in any kind of foul trouble. I don't, maybe just like the,
I think he was just playing bad.
Blowout kind of the game. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, he only made one shot. So, but no, I don't mind taking a few shots at him here at 4,300 on DraftKings.
Yeah.
Just for the point of, like you said, revenge.
Yep, playing the Sixers.
Yeah, exactly. But other than that, man, I didn't have a whole lot from this Portland team I liked. Because, like I said, it's going to be all about whether Simons comes back or not. I mean, Cam Reddish got put up to $5,500 on DraftKings. So, and if Simons back, he won't even be starting. And I still don't really want to go to Nurkic yet because I just don't know how his minutes are going to be. He only played 17 minutes in his first game back, and he's still $6,100. So I can't imagine he still gets more than, what, maybe 20, 22 minutes here?
Probably.
Yeah, so, yeah, other than Dame, not a whole lot I liked here.
Yeah, Dame and Thibel were really the only ones that I had interest in. I will look at Cam Reddish, though, if Simons does sit again. Just to
what's he on FanDuel?
$5,400.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I definitely I don't mind going there if even at the $5,500, it is a nice price increase. He went up, I think, like $800. But I mean, yeah, if there's no Simons, I still don't mind taking a few shots there.
Yep. But I think that is it for the Blazers, so we can move on to the Sixers. Who are you liking for the Sixers?
I mean, I kind of like Harden on the other side. He's coming off a game off for rest. So kind of don't mind him here. 10-3 on DraftKings, averaging 1.3 fantasy points per minute. A pretty good matchup here going against Lillard on the other side. So don't mind running him out here in a few lineups.
Yeah, definitely don't mind Harden. I actually liked Embiid tonight going up against that center spot for Portland is so bad. And, I mean, you even got Nurkic back, who's really not good defensively, not any better than Eubanks. So I know he's 12K on FanDuel, but I'm okay with paying up for Embiid in some lineups tonight.
Yeah, I mean, 11-6 on DraftKings. I know we haven't got to him yet, but I think I'd rather take the $100 and go up to Jokic at 11-7. But no, I'm with you too. If I have 11-6 left and laying on Embiid, I'm completely fine with it.
Yeah.
Anybody else you liked?
Yeah, the only other guy I was looking at was Maxey. That shooting guard spot for Portland hasn't been too good either, even with Thibel there. Over the last seven games, they're still giving up the sixth most points, the first most rebounds, and the second most assists to opposing shooting guards. So Maxey, I don't think moved prices at all. He's still $6,600. Yeah, $6,600 on FanDuel. So now that he's in that starting lineup playing massive minutes, I don't mind going with him.
Yeah, that's not as bad on FanDuel. DraftKings took him from $5,800 to $7,500.
Yeah, go on.
So I'm with you, too. It's a fantastic matchup here. But, I mean, he has not been paying off that salary. He paid it off, of course, in the last game. But you also got to remember you had no Harden in there. Now you got Harden back. I mean, I don't think he's going to be owned at $7,500 if you want to take some shots. But, yeah, that's a nice, I mean, that's like $1,700 price increase he got here. So it definitely takes the shine off of him a little bit for me.
Yeah, that sucks he got bumped up that much.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. It's like he had that big game with no Harden, and they just booted him on up there. So
yeah.
I mean, I don't have too much else here. I don't mind if you just need a cheap power forward taking some shots at Jordan Niang here. It is only a six-game slate. I mean, I don't know. Looking at the slate so far, there's not a whole lot of value right now, so you're going to have to try to find what you can get. And, I mean, Niang offers a little bit. He can have some crappy games, but he can also have a few 20, 25-point fantasy games. So at 3,200, I don't mind taking a few shots there.
Yeah, definitely don't mind that over on DraftKings.
Because I really don't want to touch P.J. Tucker.
Yeah. He just put up
one fantasy point in 22 minutes.
Yeah, that's sad. He always gets the good matchups, but just can't play.
Yeah, him. I mean, I love attacking that power forward spot against Portland, but yeah, it's hard to do against PJ Tucker. So I'm hoping maybe Niang can pull a few minutes here tonight and do something. But we'll see.
That's not a bad call. That it for this game?
I think so, man.
All right. Jumping into the next one, we have got the Atlanta Hawks in a rematch against the Washington Wizards. Hawks are 1.5-point favorites with an over under total of 238 injuries. You've got nothing.
I know. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's you never see that.
No, you never see these games where you got no injuries.
Yeah.
So go ahead, start us.
The Atlanta side was tough for me, honestly. There really wasn't a whole lot popping out at me.
Oh gosh, yeah, I really like this whole game. I mean, I'll start on a few. Trae Young, I still think's a little cheap here, $9,300 on DraftKings. He did come up $500, but he also just put up 55 fantasy points against this team, 45 just a few games before that against Washington too. So I don't mind paying the $9,300 price tag. I think I really like DeJounte Murray, though, here tonight. $7,700. You can play him point guard or shooting guard. I mean, he just put up 37 fantasy points against this team, shooting 31%. So, I mean, if he just has a few more shots fall, he could easily beat that. So, at $7,700, I don't mind going there either.
Yeah, those are that's a pretty good price on DraftKings. On FanDuel, he's $8,500.
Well, yeah, so that's definitely getting up there a little bit.
Yeah, some of these guys are just a little pricier over on FanDuel for Atlanta.
All right, well, I got a few more here. Then I think if you're looking also for another cheap flyer here, Bogdanović, you can play him shooting guard, small forward. He's only $4,500 on DraftKings. Just had a nice game against Washington in 24 minutes, put up 36.5 fantasy points. I mean, he played them, like I said, they played also about like five games earlier in 20 minutes. He put up 23 fantasy points in that game. So, I mean, he's getting decent minutes off the bench. And I mean, he's been shooting pretty good, putting up decent fantasy scores. So at $4,500, I don't mind, you know, a few flyers there. John Collins, $4,200 on DraftKings. I know this guy has been complete dog crap, but I mean, he has picked it up a little bit in the last two games. Against Miami in 20 minutes, he put up 22 fantasy points. Against Washington, he played 29 minutes, put up a little over 25 fantasy points. So at $4,200, I don't know. I think I'm willing to take a few shots.
Yeah, like I said, those are fantastic prices over on DraftKings. Collins is at $5,100 on FanDuel, and Bogdanović is $6,000.
Good Lord.
That's why I said some the stuff just wasn't popping out for me for Atlanta.
Well, daggone, man. What's Capella?
$7,200.
Yeah, he's $6,500 on DraftKings. Another guy, man, I got interest in. I mean, he got into some foul trouble in the last game against Washington. I'm pretty certain in the second, he picked up three fouls. So I think he lost a couple minutes, and then he picked up one more right in the third. Either way, I know he lost some minutes. Only played 25 minutes. I still think he would have played a little bit more in that game against Washington had he not been in the foul trouble. But I'm willing to go back there this time. I mean, $6,500. I mean, he did just, like I said, five games ago against him, he put up almost 48 fantasy points in 35 minutes. I think if he can stay out of foul trouble, which he's normally pretty good at, I mean, I think he can push at least 30 minutes here, and I'm willing to risk it at $6,500.
Yeah, I don't mind him too much at $7,200. That's one of the, I feel like that's one of the better prices for the Hawks tonight. But, How did he only grab three rebounds in 25 minutes against Washington?
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I just going off Capella this year. I think he just had an off game because this is a guy who has had double digit rebounds in like the last five games before Washington. So I'm with you. I kind of think it was just a bad game for him, and I think he kind of bounces back here a little bit and. I'm hoping maybe everybody saw this last game and he's not that owned.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is Okongwu came off the bench and got four fouls himself.
Yeah, he actually got in foul trouble too. Only played 21 minutes. So, yeah, still put up 22 fantasy points. I mean, another guy, if you think Capella gets back into foul trouble again, you could look at him at $4,000. But,
yeah,
I don't know. I think I'm going to take some more shots at Capella again and just see what happens.
No, I mean, I can't imagine he has a repeat performance that bad.
Yeah, I hope not.
Yeah, I do. I definitely hope he doesn't. But that was there was really nothing else for the Hawks for me.
That's cool. We can move it.
All right. Jumping to Washington, I did have a couple on this side. They have got Beal priced up at $9,000 on FanDuel, and Porzingis is up to $9,800 after that game he had last game against Atlanta, putting up 55. But I'm actually going to go back to Kuzma here at $7,900. He just put up 48. Against Atlanta in the last game, got that good matchup again at that small forward spot, and he's the cheapest of the three, so I think I like Kuzma the best here.
Yeah, it's same pretty much on DraftKings. I'm with you, Kuzma, $7,800, and I mean it's a fantastic matchup. He balled out in the last meeting against him, so yeah, I mean $7,800, man. I got no problem going back to him, and. I know you were talking about Beal and Porzingis, but Beal's only $8,400 on DraftKings, averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute. Got no problem going back there again. And I rode Porzingis a lot I mean, a lot in the last game against Atlanta, and it worked out fantastic. Put up almost 60 fantasy points, and they only bumped his price up $200 to 9,100. So I don't mind going. Yeah, I don't mind going back there again. I mean, I don't know that he's gonna roll out here and put up 60 fantasy points again. But hey, I mean, if he can get you 50, that's still nice.
Yeah, that's definitely nice over on DraftKings.
Yeah. So, anybody else you like?
Yeah, I do like DeLon Wright as long as he is starting tonight. 5,600 on FanDuel. Still played 31 minutes even with Monte Morris back. I don't know if maybe they're easing Monte Morris back or he's just going to stay off the bench, but I could see DeLon Wright starting again here tonight. So as long as he's got the start, I'll keep rolling him out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. 5,400 on DraftKings, and if he's going to keep getting those minutes, I don't mind throwing him in some lineups.
Yeah, I mean, he has been super consistent over his last like five games.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Yeah, but besides that, there really wasn't too much else for Washington. I will throw out just one total shot in the dark if you're looking for it. Corey Kispert at 4,400 is playing insanely high minutes. He's played 32, 32, 35, and 35 in their last four games. He hasn't put up over 20 in any of those. He got close against Detroit, put up 19.9. But 4,400, he's playing monster minutes, so I'm willing to risk some Kispert.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind that either. I'm trying to figure out, I don't understand what's going on with Gafford. Why he's only getting like mid-20s in minutes.
I think that's just how they're rolling it.
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking, I will say it didn't work out in the last one, but I did play him some in the last one, and was very low owned. So if you are looking for a low owned center tonight at 5K, I can't imagine anyone's going to own Gafford. And I mean, he can break off sometimes and have those good games.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And the one thing I've seen with Washington is if he's having a good game, they tend to throw him a few more minutes. So you just never know. Like I said, it would really just be more of a low owned play.
Yeah. If you could get him starting off hot, then you'd probably get something good out of him.
Right, that's the key. Yeah, I mean, if he can have a good first half, I think he'll earn himself a few more minutes. But like yeah. I said, it's a risk, but just somebody I want to throw out there. But that's it for me.
Yep, that's it for me as well. So jumping into the next game on the slate, we have got the Brooklyn Nets facing the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Wolves are 4.5-point favorites with an over on a total of 228.5. Injuries, you have got all those guys from last night should be active. Ben Simmons still out. Minnesota, you got Jalen Noel, Karl-Anthony Towns out.
Yeah, I mean, Brooklyn, it's funny because all the guys that were out, I think, are all the guys I like here tonight.
Well, yeah, I mean, they got a night off.
Uh-huh. I mean, Spencer Dinwiddie, $7,300 on DraftKings. Yeah, I really do really like that price here going up against Minnesota here. Like you said, night off, should come back, been playing big minutes in these close games, so got no problem going there. Where's he at? Cam Johnson, 6K. I still don't even mind going there at that price tag. Who do you like?
Definitely like both of those guys. Dinwiddie's 8,400 on FanDuel, so I was a little wary of him. Really like that DraftKings price, though. But Cam Johnson.
Yeah, I really like the DraftKings price.
Cam Johnson, 5,800. Definitely like him tonight. I also definitely don't mind Claxton. Down here at 7,700, yep. Should be back tonight. But Minnesota, surprisingly, over the last seven games, I think, is giving up the most points and the sixth most rebounds to opposing centers. So got a great matchup. And, I mean, before he went out this last game with his injury, the two games before that, he played very good.
Yeah, he has. Last couple games, he's played real good. And I'm with you. He's only 6,700 on DraftKings. So
that's nice.
Definitely a center spot I want to take tonight, you know, take some shots on him. I like Claxton at that price.
Yeah, I mean, averaging 1.3 fantasy points per minute over his last five.
Yeah, so I'm with you there. I like that. You going to keep riding the McCall Bridges train?
It's tough. He's still 9K on FanDuel, but he honestly, even with everyone back, he still plays super well.
No, I'm with you. I mean, it's he's 82. He did come down $300 on DraftKings. So, yeah, I mean, just forget the crap that happened last night. He played 12 minutes. I wouldn't take anything from that. But Yeah, I mean, $8,200 before this, man. This guy's been balling out. So, like I said, most of the starters for this Brooklyn team tonight look pretty good.
Yeah, there's just something something crazy about paying $9,000 for Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, I mean, in the three games this year against Minnesota, he's averaging 45.3 fantasy points per game. So, well, the $8,200 on DraftKings.
Those were all even with Phoenix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I was going to say. None of those technically were with Brooklyn, but I mean
he's going up against him now as the number one guy.
Yeah, I was going to say pretty much him and Dinwiddie.
Yeah.
Are your two main guys here. So, yeah, like I said, being a surprise came down a few hundred, I don't mind taking some shots there either.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, like you say, if I got 9,000 left over at that shooting guard small forward spot for FanDuel, then I won't hesitate to put him in.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not backing off of him. So.
Yeah. But I think that's it for Brooklyn for me.
Yep.
All right, jumping to Minnesota then. I actually think my favorite play here might be Anthony Edwards, 8,800. He's put up 40 in his last three games, 39.9, 39.8, and 41. So rounding up there. 8,800, under 9K. Just really like him under 9K at that price. Plus that shooting guard spot. Brooklyn, surprisingly, gives up the most points and the fourth most rebounds over the last seven games to that opposing shooting guard spot. So, great matchup, under 9K, going right back to Edwards.
Yeah, that's a fantastic price on FanDuel. He's 9,500 on DraftKings, and I still don't even mind taking a few shots there tonight. I mean, he's got almost a 30% usage, highest on the team, averaging 1.2 fantasy points per minute this year. Another guy who, you know, is playing big minutes, averaging 36.2 minutes per game this year. So, I mean, minutes are up there, and he climbs even higher than that, and he's closer games. So, got no problem even at the 9,500 on DraftKings. But also don't mind Conley here. I mean, it's Mike Conley. He pretty much stays the same price. He's $5,700. He always floats right around that price range. He's going to have his good nights. He's going to have his bad nights. But I continue to put him in and take shots at that price tag.
Yeah, he is $5,500 on FanDuel, so definitely do not mind going back to him tonight. You got any love for Gobert?
I do. I mean, he's 7K on DraftKings, and it's not a bad matchup here against this Brooklyn front court. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't mind running him out there at 7K.
Yeah, he's $7,900 on FanDuel, but still don't mind him at that price.
No, not at all. And, I mean, last guy I'll throw out there just for price alone, Kyle Anderson, $5,800. I still think that's a pretty good price tag for Kyle Anderson. I mean, I don't know. That's that was some of the main pieces I think I really liked here.
Yeah, there really wasn't much else for me.
So, that's it for me.
All right, jumping into the next, we have got the Denver Nuggets facing San Antonio Spurs with the biggest spread of the night. Nuggets are 13-point favorites with an over-under total of 236. Injuries, you got Vlatko Kancar, questionable. Deacon Aji out. Romeo Langford, Doug McDermott, Jeremy Sohan, probable. Kim Birch out. Double check.
Yeah, I actually think this is going to be a pretty good game.
Yeah, San Antonio is pretty much fully healthy now.
I know. It's actually nice to see. I mean, to see that they got all their basically starters back and playing tonight, I'm with you. I think maybe they just go out here and put up a good game. I mean, I hope. But granted, Vegas has Denver beaten them by, what, 12?
13 now.
Oh, 13. So I could be completely wrong here, but I'm crossing my fingers and hope this one stays a little closer because I do like some pieces from this one.
Yeah, I hope so too because there definitely are some guys. I'll go ahead and kickstart us on Denver. I'm actually looking at KCP here. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope at 5,100. It can seem a little bit much for KCP at 5,100, but he's got a great matchup. San Antonio has not been good all season at that shooting guard spot, and he's actually been pretty good against them this season. He averages around 26 fantasy points a game against them. If you look at his individual games, he put up – I just got to find it. He's put up 26 and – oh, there's the other one. 26 and 26 against them, so – he's pretty
I was gonna
consistent.
Say it should be right around 26.
Yeah, he's been consistent against them, and he's still got that matchup, so I like him tonight.
Yeah, I don't mind him either. He's $4,500. Talking about KCP, though, it's like talking about Matisse Thybulle to me. You never know what you're going to get from him, but the price is always pretty cheap, $4,500. I'm with you. Good matchup. don't mind taking some shots there. I really like Jamal Murray here. Yeah. I mean, $7,600 price tag. He keeps coming down in price. And I mean, what, he had a bad game against Chicago, so they brought him down to $7,600. But I'll go right back here against his matchup against San Antonio.
No, I don't mind that at all. San Antonio is another one. They haven't been good at that point guard spot either.
Yeah, yeah. Another guy here, Michael Porter Jr. Love his price tag on DraftKings, $5,700. I mean, he's been a little down the past game or two, but I mean, come on, it's Michael Porter Jr. If he goes out there and a few of these shots fall, I mean, he's putting up 40 fantasy points. So
yeah.
$5,700, another guy I really like here.
Yeah, I agree. I do like him. My only other guy I was looking at, as long as this game could stay close, I don't mind looking at Jokic here, $11,700. That is $300 cheaper than Joel Embiid. So not bad to get Jokic $300 less. And I mean, that center spot, great matchup going up, matched up against Zach Collins tonight.
Yep, I agree. This is a fantastic matchup for him. So, I mean, right now, he's probably one of my favorite pay-up options. Like I said, if it's between him and Embiid, I might lean a little more towards Jokic. But at the end of the day, I'll take either one I can get.
Oh, heck yeah.
I do. One other guy, though, I don't mind taking some shots on, too, is Aaron Gordon at $6,400 on DraftKings. His price has been fluctuating up and down all year, but I mean, just a few games ago, he was over 7K. So, been playing fantastic, man, here lately. Against Chicago, put up 34. Against Toronto before that, put up 40. So, I still don't mind taking some shots here at $6,400. He seems to like, I don't know, he's found some kind of rhythm.
Yeah.
The last few weeks, man, he's been putting up some big games.
Yeah, he's definitely been playing better as of late. I mean, his last two over on FanDuel, he's put up 34 and 43.
Yeah, and I mean, I also think you got no, you know, you also since what, February 28th, you haven't had Vlatko. He's been out. So
yeah.
I do think that's given Gordon maybe just a few more minutes. But no, other than that, man, I mean, he's just been balling. And I mean, he hasn't even been playing huge.
I was going to say, he hasn't even touched 30 minutes in the past five games.
Yeah, I mean, but when you go back and look, honestly, like three out of the last five games have looked pretty much been kind of blowouts.
Yeah.
So. That's why I said it's all about if this game can stay close and he could play over 30 minutes, I don't mind that a bit.
Yeah, definitely like it. Is that it for Denver?
So, yeah, I think so.
All right, jumping to the Spurs then. I really like the point guard on the other side, Trey Jones. As long as he does start, $5,700 because they've been starting Devontae Graham those last two games, but the Spurs haven't played in 5 days. So I would think Trey Jones is back in the starting lineup playing normal minutes tonight. You know, Denver is another one of those teams that hasn't been good at that point guard spot all season. So definitely Trey Jones at $5,700, feel like there's actually a decent bit of value there with him.
Yeah, he's 53 on DraftKings. I agree with you. But I have been looking too. I mean, when he came back on the second, he played 21 minutes, and on the fourth, he played 25 minutes. So I do feel like his minutes are ramping up a little bit. So I'm with you. I got to think at this point, plus you just had another 5 days, you should be back in the start lineup. And I would think you'd be back. Yeah, I would think you'd be back to playing normal minutes. But, I mean, you never know. But I still like him regardless. That $5,300, I think, is a great price.
Yeah, I mean, and he got an extra day off because he didn't play that last game against Houston.
Right, right. So, I mean,
he's been out for almost
like
a week.
Yeah, I feel like he'd be back starting here and at least playing maybe 28 minutes.
Yeah, I would think so. But if something were to happen and Devontae Graham's in that starting lineup tonight, would you go down to him instead of Trey Jones?
I mean, if Devontae Graham is starting, probably, because, I mean, he's $5,200. He's $100 cheaper. But, yeah, gosh, I don't know. It's tricky. I mean, I probably would. But yeah, they basically split their minutes in the last game.
Yeah, they definitely do. I mean, when Devontae Graham started, even with Trey Jones back, he was playing 28 and 32 minutes and put up over 30 in both of those.
Yeah, that's why I'm hoping Jones. I'm hoping Jones is the actual starter. But
yeah.
I mean, I'd be willing to take risk on whoever the actual starter is. So
yeah, I just think with how much rest they've had, I think Trey Jones can jump back in.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyone else?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this team doesn't look too bad. You got Kelton Johnson, $6,800. I don't mind going back here. I mean, he did play 27 minutes in the last game. Then what I think still took another night off. So I feel like he should be back to full minutes here. So $6,800, I'm willing to take some shots there. And I actually kind of don't mind Collins here tonight. The key is going to be, can he just stay out of foul trouble against Jokic? But I mean, he's averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute, been playing over 30 minutes the last couple games. So gosh, if you can get that Collins tonight, we'll take some shots here at 6,600.
Yeah, definitely don't mind that. Part of me doesn't even mind taking some shots on Charles Bassey again, 4,700 on FanDuel.
Yeah, man, they booted him up, though, on DraftKings to 5,300.
Hey, gone.
Yeah, so I don't know that I like that much because, I mean, if Zach Collins doesn't really get in any kind of foul trouble, Bassey probably isn't getting as many minutes. But, I mean, he can pay that salary off against Houston in 18 minutes. He put up 30 fantasy points. So if you think Collins is going to get in foul trouble, by all means, go for it. But yeah, I like the FanDuel price on him better.
Yeah, definitely. Don't like that DraftKings price too much.
Yeah, so.
That, though, that's going to do it for me. Cause some of these guys are still way too overpriced now that they're healthy.
What's Devin Vassell? What's his price?
He is 6,500.
Yeah, he's 56 on DraftKings. So
not terrible.
I don't mind taking a few shots there. I mean, his minutes have been going up too. 23 in his first game back, 29 in the last.
And he started that last
game. That's what
I'm
saying. I'm hoping. Yeah, he did. So I'm hoping maybe if they can keep this game close that they, I don't know, maybe he can get those minutes. But there's no telling, man. They just got blown out against Houston too. So,
well, yeah, but they were missing some guys. But Trey Jones was out. Zach Collins was out. Sohan might have been out.
I'm crossing my fingers. Hopefully this game stays close.
Hey, I hope so too, because this could be one of your best fantasy games for the night.
That was like last night. Who would have thought that Memphis was basically going to just destroy Golden State the whole game?
Dylan Brooks. He wanted to back up his his trash talk.
Well, Dylan Brooks and just a little sprinkle of Tyus Jones who balled out.
Yeah, Dylan Brooks was, he was okay. Tyus Jones was your main guy.
No, but you just feel like when you got no Ja, you would think with Steph Curry back, Golden State would be able to keep it close.
That's what they get for starting Klay Thompson at power forward.
Yeah, the whole lineup, man. Everything
that was a terrible lineup.
Yeah, the lineup was just ridiculous the way they started that crap. So I don't know. It was a bunch of crap.
Yeah, but so, that was last night.
Hopefully.
So.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully it doesn't happen tonight, but that's all I got.
All right, next game on the slate. We got the Cleveland Cavaliers facing the Miami Heat once again. The Cavs are 1.5 point Cavs are 1.5 point favorites with an over under total of 214.5. That is disgusting.
Yeah.
Injuries.
Disgusting.
You got Kevin Love probable, Kyle Lowry out. Yeah, that's a horrendous total.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I can tell you is if you want to get some pieces from this game, nobody's going to own them because it's just not a great matchup. But I don't know. What'd you like?
I had a couple. If you're willing to pay the price, 8,100 on FanDuel. Part of me doesn't mind looking at Evan Mobley. He just put up 37 against him in the last game. Two games before that was put up over 50 in both of those. So the way he's been playing recently, going matched up against Kevin Love, I don't mind looking at Evan Mobley again.
What'd you say his price was?
8,100.
Yeah, I mean, he's $7,900 on DraftKings. So, I mean, yeah, you could absolutely go there. I don't necessarily mind it. I think, though, I kind of still like the Jared Allen. He's $6,200 on DraftKings. I mean, I know this ain't the greatest matchup with Bam on the other side, but, I mean, he did just put up 38 fantasy points against him. In 33 minutes in the last game. So he came down in price $500. So $6,200 Jared Allen. Man, I'll take my chances there with that.
Although, you know, maybe Jared Allen could be better. Maybe Bam guards Mobley.
Well, I mean, Bam was in some big-time foul trouble last game too.
I don't know. Mobley and Allen have both been good in three games against Miami this season.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I really like that price tag on Jared Allen.
Yeah, $6,200. That's great. He's a $7,400 on FanDuel.
Well, yeah, that's definitely not as good. But
you can play him a power forward.
I mean, the rest of this team.
That was it for
Mitchell. Mitchell 9K. If you think he has one of those games, this is Mitchell. I mean, he just put up almost 64 against Boston, so it could happen. I mean, by all means, Garland 8,100, help yourself. I don't mind taking a few flyers on Ricky Rubio. He's down to $3,300. I mean, he just played 23 minutes against this team. He only put up 15 fantasy points, but I mean, if a few more shots fall, he could beat that price tag. So, I mean, it's a cheap point guard if you're looking for one.
He's probably that cheap because the game before he put up 0.5.
Hey, but and that's what you're getting. But I mean, this is Ricky Rubio. He can have those games.
I know. Ricky Rubio last season was either last season or season before, one of those. I was playing him a lot coming off the bench.
Yeah. Gosh, yeah. So, I mean, like I said, just I don't mind taking a few flyers there, but really that's all I had.
Yeah, that is essentially it for me. So jumping to Miami. Part of me doesn't mind looking at Kevin Love again here. 4,700, just feel like that's not a terrible price. His minutes aren't great, though. Definitely scares me a little bit. He hasn't gotten over 26 minutes with the Heat yet. I mean, he played 20 minutes in the last game, but I mean, it's a decent matchup with that power forward spot. He's not too expensive.
Yeah, I was actually looking at the same thing. He's 4,400 on DraftKings. I mean, he's averaging a fantasy point per minute this year. If he could just happen to fall into a couple more minutes here, I know you brought up that. I mean, he did play that 26-minute game. He put up almost 37 fantasy points in that game.
Yeah.
So you see what the guy can do. If he only played 21 minutes against his team last time, still put up 22 fantasy points. But, I mean, if he just were to fall into a couple more minutes there, I mean, I don't mind, you know, taking a few chances on him.
Yeah, the only other guy that I really cared to have any interest in was Victor Oladipo, 4,800 on FanDuel, just because he is playing super big minutes. I mean, he's played 31 minutes in his last two games. One of those, he put up over 30 fantasy points, only put up 15 in the last one, but 4,800, he's someone I don't mind taking some risks on.
Yeah, he's $4,700 on DraftKings, but I mean, I'm with you. The minutes are there, so if you want to take some shots, by all means, do it. Gabe Vincent has just been kind of crapping the bed lately, so
yeah,
I think that's why Oladipo, is getting some more runs. So don't mind that. I am actually going to, though, go back to Bam here again. He destroyed me in the last game, but like I said, he got into a lot of foul troubles. I think in that second quarter, he picked up like three fouls, lost some minutes there, came back, picked up some more in the second. I mean, he had five personal fouls. So, I mean, I think he lost about 6 or 7 minutes in that game playing time because of the foul trouble. But 8K, man, it's not a bad matchup going against this front court, Cleveland front court. So I think I'll take some shots there again. I can't imagine he's going to be that owned after what he just did. So other than that, though, I mean, I still don't mind Jimmy Butler at $8,600. He actually had a pretty good game against Cleveland, put up 47 fantasy points against them. So in two games this year, he's averaging 43 fantasy points against Cleveland. So don't mind taking a few flyers there either.
Yeah, he's 9,300 on FanDuel. So he's not someone that I'm loving tonight, but do like that DraftKings price.
Yeah, like I said, these guys are contrarian plays. They're guys I don't think a lot of people are going to own tonight because this game, like I said, the total alone just sucks. But
yeah,
I mean, it is a 6-game slate, so you might want to get different in a few spots.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. Only 6 games.
Yeah, but that's it for me.
All right. That means we are jumping into the late night hammer for the night, tipping off at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
I was going to say, very late night
hammer. Yeah, 10:30. I mean, the game before that's 8 o'clock.
Yeah, these games are supposed to be on like TNT or something tonight.
It's Friday, so it could be ESPN.
They normally run them. Have one on, and then they start the late one at 10:30.
That's a very late game.
Yeah, that's why I felt like it's got to be on TV.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, it's the Lakers. You've got the Raptors facing the Lakers. Raptors are 1.5-point favorites with an over and a total of 224.5. Injuries, you got Will Barton questionable for the Raptors, Anthony Davis, D'Angelo Russell probable, LeBron Mobamba out for the Lakers.
Go ahead, what you like?
I'm going to go right back to Fred VanVleet here. He is 8,400 on FanDuel, barely bumped up his price. He's put up 40-plus in his last three. Has another good matchup tonight, even with D'Angelo Russell back, not too good defensively at that point guard spot, so Fred VanVleet's been playing very well, and they barely bump his price, so I'm going to keep going back to him.
Yep, I'm right there with you. I've been playing a lot on him. He's 8,300 on DraftKings. Love this matchup against the Lakers. So, yeah, I'm going to go right back there, too. Got no problem with it.
Yeah, what'd you say he was on DraftKings?
8,300.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so, but, I mean, there's definitely a couple guys from this team. I don't even mind some Pirtle here tonight, $6,900 on DraftKings. This is a good matchup. He's been playing pretty decent minutes here of late, so don't mind even taking some shots here with him tonight.
Yeah, they finally bumped him down a little bit. He's 7,400 on FanDuel, so definitely not as bad.
Yeah, it's definitely not as bad. I mean, he can also have a ceiling game. So against Washington, 4 games ago, put up 56 fantasy points. So yeah. Don't mind. I think they're going to want him out there with Davis on the other side here.
Yeah, definitely. It was not too much for me. I wanted to like Pascal at 8,900, but he has just been, it's just about 35, 36, 38 fantasy points with him as of late.
Yeah, he's 8,700 on DraftKings. I'm with you. I mean, this is the cheapest, though, he has been in a long time. I'm actually looking. This is the cheapest he's been since, like, the beginning of the year.
Yeah. I mean, he has played the Lakers once, and he put up over 50.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those guys where you kind of want to have a few pieces of him because it's like we talked about yesterday with Malik Monk. These guys just have bad games, but you always want to have a piece of them when that night comes. Last night was Malik Monk's night, put up like 36 fantasy points at, I think, $4,400. So Pascal, I mean, $8,700, he's eventually going to have one of those 50, 55-point fantasy games, and you're going to wish, damn, hey, I wish I had Pascal at 8,700. Yeah. But tonight could be that night. Who knows? I don't mind also if you're looking for just some cheaper guys on this team. I don't mind taking a few flyers here on Gary Trent. He's $4,900. He's still playing pretty decent minutes, mid-20s coming off the bench. So, like I said, this is a good matchup against LAL here tonight. So, $4,900. I mean, if he gets hot coming off the bench shooting, he could beat that price tag. So, don't mind a few shots there.
Yeah, $5,300 over on FanDuel. So, not as bad either.
Yeah, a little more there. Last guy, though, I'd probably have some interest in just for price alone, Scotty Barnes, $6,700. That's not a bad price tag here going against this matchup either. So another guy I might have a little interest in.
No, that's definitely a good price over on DraftKings, $7,700 on FanDuel.
Yeah, but I'm with you. VanVleet probably was one of my favorites from this team.
Yeah, definitely my favorite, especially just with his price, the way he's been playing. Is that it for Toronto then?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, jumping to the Lakers. There really wasn't a whole lot for me here either. I was looking at Anthony Davis. He's 11,500. I mean, you've got some good centers on this slate tonight. You got Jokic, Embiid, Anthony Davis. You do have Russell back, but I mean, don't even know that that's really a problem. AD has put up 60 or more in 4 of his last 5 games played. So, I mean, he's hot right now. He seems like he's going to continue doing that tonight. I mean, he's even got a good matchup. Toronto giving up the 5th most points to opposing centers over the last 7 games.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool slate. Your 3 most expensive guys tonight are all centers. So you're actually going to have to make some decisions on who you want, especially on FanDuel, because you only got your 1 center spot.
Yeah, I will say you can play Davis at power forward on FanDuel. I know you can't do that.
Oh, can you really? Nah, you can't. So that's actually pretty nice then.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just going to pair Anthony Davis with Nikola Jokic tonight.
Yeah. If you could do that, that's that could be pretty nice. Yeah. You just got to find that value.
Yep. And there's not a lot of it.
I know. Yeah. I don't mind Davis either. He's 11K on DraftKings. So a little cheaper. But yeah, I mean, it's Anthony Davis. He's been balling out here lately. So it's a good matchup. Don't mind that. I kind of want to take a few shots at D'Angelo Russell tonight at $6,900. I like that price tag on him right now. And I feel like if he's back and he's starting, he's going to have his normal minutes. And it's not a horrible matchup here going against that guard spot for Toronto. So, like I said, I kind of want to take a few shots there tonight as long as he's back starting and playing. But a couple other guys, I do still think you can look at Jared Vanderbilt here, $5,600. His price stays pretty much the same because basically this guy is just complete up and down. But if you catch him on those good nights, man, he beats that price. So, you know, don't mind taking a few shots there. And then the last guy, I know you got D'Angelo Russell back, but I still think Austin Reeves has just earned his minutes now. Guy's been playing fantastic. I got to think he keeps playing some of those minutes. I mean, I think he's playing better than Malik Beasley, honestly. So, but Reeves is $4,700 on DraftKings. I still don't mind taking a few shots there.
Yeah, he's $5,900 on FanDuel. So he would need, about 30 just to break his value tonight.
Yeah, don't like that as much. I mean, in the last two games, he's put up 35 fantasy points in both those games, but he had one bad game against Minnesota. But other than that, man, I mean, he's been playing fantastic. So, like I said, $4,700. You can play him point guard, shooting guard. I still don't mind taking some flyers there.
No, I don't mind that price over on DraftKings at all.
But for the most part, that was about all I had.
Yeah, there was not a whole lot for this game for me that I was liking.
No, I mean, like I said, I'd love to have a few pieces of it, though, because this is your late night hammer game. And
oh, yeah, you love to have those late game guys.
Exactly. I do think there's a couple pieces here that could play pretty good. Just got to make sure you find those right ones. But all in all, man, this could be a tougher slate because we didn't talk about that many cheap people here. So unless something changes throughout the day, it's going to be a little tougher to find that value tonight.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be an interesting slate. They're just that value just felt like it wasn't there.
Yeah, I hate to say it, though, but I like these slates better. I can't stand it when you got, 10 value guys and they're all chalk. And yeah, exactly. I just assume, I want to try to have to find that those cheap guys and hope nobody else does. But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, should be very interesting. But that is all six games on tonight's slate broken down and covered. Anything else to touch on before we get up on out of here?
No, hopefully I will have a better night tonight. And hopefully you guys that are listening will also have a good night and win some money. So thanks again for listening and enjoy the night.
Yep, because at the end of the day, that is the whole goal of this thing here. We thank you all so much for listening. Of course, whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you can download today's episode, follow us on the platform, leave a rating if you possibly can. Anything and everything is truly appreciated. Come check us out on Twitter at 3NKeyPod. That's the number 3NKeyPod. I will keep everyone updated with the injury reports tonight. And that's going to do it for today's episode. We thank you all so much for listening to another episode of the 3 and the Key podcast.